Hey guys, what up guys? It's me and Marcus.
Que pasa, homies?
We're back with another episode of this great podcast you guys love to listen to.
We're rocking the couch in the new spot, dude. It's a fucking awesome spot.
Man cave. We're called the Half Smart Podcast, you know. Give us a listen.
Yeah, this is episode 3. We're going to talk about waking up early, fucking grinding.
Stealing souls, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about our motivation for, like, doing what we're doing, waking up early, just trying to do the things we love to do. So hope you guys enjoy it, man. Also, what's up, man? What are we drinking tonight?
Some fucking Corona Light and some Snake River.
Some Rona Light, some summer beers, yeah.
Corona Light and some Snake River whiskey.
Oh, dude, that Snake River whiskey's solid, man.
Yeah,
not gonna lie.
We've been drinking whiskey on the show lately, and it's been turning out to make some good episodes.
Trying to keep the game, dude.
Yeah, I was thinking we could just start off, like, from when I started getting motivated, like, I guess, like, three years ago. I was drinking a lot. Fucking, I was overweight. I was, like, 190, I think.
Damn. Heaviest.
Had a fucking big old beer gut, and then just, like...
big old dab, bud.
Yeah, fucking... just a couple of my buddies just kept... were, like, mentioning, making jokes about it, and, like, finally I was, like, fuck it. I'm gonna fucking just get after it.
Mm.
I started, like... from how... what I did was I started fasting.
Yeah.
I did, like, intermittent fasting for a little bit.
Well, so talk about intermittent fasting. Like, how would you do that?
I think I would, like, basically only eat while I was at work. Eat like in 12 to 8 hour blocks, and like,
okay,
that was pretty fucking hard, but I did it, and it like kind of like got rid of that like water weight, carb weight, beer weight.
It was,
you know,
probably a lot of just water, dude, just like fucking empty calories and
yeah
shit.
All the beer kind of started to go away, and then like, and then I just kind of started doing like going to the gym, and then I was working out at Plant Fitness, like I just go work out and then go to the treadmill. I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Just kind of freeballing it. And then, like, I got it. I, like, just listened to Joe Rogan. I was like, man, I'm going to fucking try jiu-jitsu. And I tried it and I liked it. And it's been, like,
yeah,
a little over a year I have been missing lately just because of the house shit. Going
That's
through.
Dope, dude, though.
But, yeah, that kind of pushed it. And then, like, recently, like, I had been lifting every now and then, you know, in the last 2 years, not really serious. In like the last 4 or 5 months, I just kind of like a switch flipped in my head, and I just been fucking like lifting like consistently.
Dude, I think that's the key though, is like that switch, man. Because we, like, a lot of us want to do things. A lot of us like want to get up early, and like a lot of us like want to be like a better version of ourselves. But like, I don't know, some of us like. The wanting and then like the doing is like a separate entity, you know.
Yeah,
it's hard to do. It's hard to go from like wanting to like actually pursuing a goal or pursuing like something you really want to do.
I mean, even the lifting every now and then for the last like before like this last 4 or 5 months, I was lifting like maybe twice, 3 times a week, and yeah, honestly, that even helped a lot with mixed in with the jiu-jitsu and stuff. I mean, I was going to jiu-jitsu 4 times a week and mm-hmm. lifting a couple times a week, but lately this serious lifting has, like, really changed it a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, guys, my daughter just walked in. As I was saying, yeah, man, like, just even lifting every now and then, going to jiu-jitsu, training 4 times a week, like, it really helped my physique,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I swear, like, last 4 or 5 months, like the last like month or two before, like before you started lifting, like a month before you started lifting, 2 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was getting after it, and then like basically I was like, dude, let's go, and then we started going, and then we got Brandon going, and like ever since then I've just been like,
dude, it's been nice, man.
I've been like craving it, like.
Same. Noah, how I started lifting was like, Noah was like, dude, when are you gonna start, man? When are you gonna be lifting with me, bro? And he kept at it, man. It was, like, for, like, a month, 2 months, 3 months. And I was like, all right, fine, dude. I'll fucking go, man. I'm getting up. I'm going. He's like, all right, we're going at 5:30. We're going at 5 in the morning. Yeah. Be there, bro. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'll be there. Walked in. I had no idea what I was getting into. I hadn't lifted in fucking, like, 5 years. But now, dude, I fucking love it, man. Like, it's just, getting up that early and, like, getting something done that early just makes like the rest of the day a lot easier, you know? No,
it really does. Like, I just feel like I feel like when we get up early and we lift for an hour to 2 hours, fucking get done, this is like, dude, I already accomplished, like, I don't have to worry about my exercise or anything. Fucking, I'm done. I already got that shit out of the way. I can enjoy the rest of my day. And then, like, I'd also, it's called, I view it as a champion mindset. Like, if I skip or if I don't go for, like, a day, even on a rest day, I'm like,
yeah,
man, I wish I would have went to the gym today. You know what I mean? Like, I just crazy.
I know, dude. Like, I went on vacation for a week, and I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I've been driving for 50 hours. Like, I, like, first thing what we did when I went to, a hotel that had a gym was I fucking went to the gym. I was like, dude, I got to do something, like.
Anything, man. I feel like, this last week kind of, like, really, like, I've been saying in my head to myself, like, okay, I've been lifting hard. I've been, you know, kind of eating shitty, kind of eating right. But I was like, man, once I get in this new place, I'm gonna fucking go to the store. I'm gonna get all the right food, all the right meat, and everything. And I'm gonna just fucking get after it. Bought a fucking 10 pound bag of rice.
Damn.
Bought 6 things of bone broth so I can make my rice. I bought some tri-tip steak. Bought some ground beef. I'm gonna go to Costco soon. Get, cause they have good meat.
Oh, get some of their, dude, get some, like, salmon at Costco. The salmon there is so good.
Salmon, some flank steak. You know, I'm gonna get,
yeah,
get some good shit. I got fucking broccoli. Oh, a bunch of broccoli. Like, I'm gonna try to be eating, like, basically meat, rice, and broccoli. Maybe like some oatmeal, some yogurt, and stuff. But like,
that sounds nice, man.
I'm gonna really try this shit, like. Because even with eating how I do eat, I still make gains. But, like, if I feel like if I can, like, really get after it with what I eat and stuff, I can get good looking. And, like, I already said, like, in the beginning of the summer, like, in my head, I was like, man, I'm worried about next summer. Like, this summer I'm going to,
yeah, you
know, I'm not worried about this summer. I'm worried about next summer. So, next summer I'm going to hope to look good, because it takes a good, you know,
yeah,
you got to get after it for a while to look good.
Well, yeah, it's like a fucking mindset, too. Like, I know, like, we want to talk about David Goggins, and if you guys haven't, like, read his book or like, listened to his audiobook, it's Can't Hurt Me, or he's got some podcasts with, like, Joe Rogan. He's also got one on Impact Theory, but that dude's a fucking animal, man. Like, he's got the mindset that I think everyone should adapt, because you can apply that to anything in your life, like, just fucking getting after it, man. Whatever you want to do, just get after it. Like, if you want to be, like, say you want to be a fucking actor, dude, just fucking get after it. Go for it, man. If you fuck up, who fucking cares, dude?
Yeah, man.
Go for it.
The, like, same thing, like, I was listening to Gary Vee. He's like,
yeah,
who fucking cares if you fuck up? And it's like, a lot of people want to be, like,
people are
10-0 guy, you know, 20-0.
Yeah.
But what if you're, like, he's like, I'm trying to be, like, 150 and like 100, like,
dude,
I get it, like, right, you know, every now and then. I don't,
yeah,
have to get it right every time.
People are so afraid of just failing, man, and it just stops them from even trying at all, you know? Like even with this podcast, bro, like, you and I don't give a fuck. Like, we just put out whatever, man. We, like, we do shit we want to do. Like, we have no, like,
we
have agenda.
No,
we don't
have
any,
set,
like,
guys.
No, like,
we have no sponsors to also talk about. We talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. You know what I mean?
It's fun,
I
man.
I think that's,
like,
what we got away from in the last podcast, kind of last season. Just like it stopped being what we wanted to be, and now it's,
yeah,
just whatever we want it to be. Make it good shit, you know. Focus on quality over quantity. I mean,
yeah.
And the thing is, like, it really is easy to, like, get good stuff. Like, how it was, it was so easy for me to get the ecliptic video.
Well, dude, like, people don't realize that all you gotta do is ask in life, man. Just fucking put yourself,
dude,
out there.
All I did was,
like,
get on my email,
yeah,
email some people, and they respond.
Like, if you want something, just go fucking take it. Don't accept no as an answer, dude. Like, just fucking take it.
Yeah, man.
Stop being a bitch, bro, and get the fuck out there and do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like,
dude,
it's that easy.
I think, like, a lot of times, I really wish, like, people would just, like, take advice, you know what I mean? Like, or just look up the facts, look up the information, like, and it's a little off topic, but I was just thinking, like, as far as, like, gym, working out, getting after it, like, I see a lot of people, they go to the gym, and they're not using their energy right. If they could just use their energy right, man, they'd be getting a lot more shit done.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying is, if any of you guys listeners, you live in the Vancouver area and you want to fucking get after it, holler at us. We'll fucking wake up with you at 5 a.m. Come meet us at fucking 24 and you can work out with us. No problem, man. I think what drives me and what makes working out easier is like when you're there, when Brandon's there, when my dad's there. Dude. Like, if you're there and I see you do weight.
When someone's pushing you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like when I watch you do weight, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I should be stronger than Marcus. So I'm fucking doing more weight than you.
That's why I saw Noah do, like doing like shoulder press like 20s. And I was like, dude, I'm going to fucking rock this 30 right here. And he goes, the next day he pops up like 32 and a half. I'm like, fuck.
And I was like, this motherfucker. I was like, now I gotta do more than this guy. But that's what I like, dude. Like, when we work out together, I see you do some weight. I'm like, dude, I don't know, like, not being like that, but I'm like, dude, I should be stronger than this guy. I'm fucking doing more weight than this guy. No way.
Yeah, like, well, I mean,
that one day when we were like maxing out on squats and you were like just throwing weight on, and I was like legit, like I never really went past like a 45 and a 35, and then you really started doing shit. I'm like, dude,
what?
No,
you're like,
fucking,
what the fuck?
Fucking just started throwing on weight, and I was like, even if it's 2.5 more pounds than this guy, I'm fucking doing it. Fucking just, I'm like, got my fucking headphones on. I'm like screaming in my head, like, I'm fucking pushing that weight up. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not letting this guy beat me. Even though there's no real competition going on in my mind, I'm like, dude.
Your dad's, I remember your dad, he's just watching us and goes, you guys are fucking lifting heavy.
He's like, yeah, I did squats the other day. It's a solid ass lift. I was like, I want to be fucking strong. Like, obviously, yeah. I'm not the fucking strongest. I'm not near the top. But like, I'm fucking going for it. I'm getting after it. Like, I see these dudes. I mean, like, part of it is like watching Instagram dudes squat so heavy or just lift so much. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
I want to be there. Like, not even like just look like that, but just be that strong. We're like, you know, like one of my main goals when I started lifting was to be able to walk around and people be like, oh, that guy probably works out. He probably lifts weights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but I want to be fucking strong.
Yeah, dude.
There's something about, and then like,
it's like almost addicting. Like once you get going, like there's no like end to like how much you can lift, you know?
Yeah, like,
or like how like
far it, you everyone gotta wants push a, yourself.
Everyone wants like a different like body set. Like, hey, as far as like active goals go, like we could be like training for a marathon like in 6 months, or we could be like just fucking trying to lift as much as we can, dude. It's like cool, you know, just exercising and shit.
Yeah, I'll say I've set some goals for myself, but like I didn't really put like a mild timeline on, I guess, but like, I guess by the beginning of the year, we have that little challenge we kind of doing, kind of not. Mm-hmm. I want to be squatting 345s, at least like 5 to 10 reps. And I want to be benching 245s, 10 reps.
Okay, so the challenge was me, Noah, and our buddy Brandon. We're like seeing who can get the most progress.
Yeah, basically, there's no like, not who has the most body fat, who can lift the most. It's just like who from starting point to end point can gain the most progress and stuff like that.
But
yeah, man, sorry, again my daughter walks in and wants to knock on the door. But dude, yeah, I think like when I lift by myself, like I go hard, but not like as hard as like if I'm watching you lift some weight. Like it's hard for me to go like, I would say, like, challenging my dad, because obviously I can lift more than my dad or Brandon. Like, that's not hard, but, like, you and me, we're around the same. So, like, when I see you do something, like, in my mind, I'm like, dude, I know I can do at least a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Like, and I just fucking do it and go for it.
That's good, dude. I think competition is good.
I feel like sometimes I'm, like, actively trying to take your soul in this gym, where you're, like... You're like, this is heavy, and then I'm like, is it, bitch? Watch this. That's why I feel like with like Brandon or my dad, I'm like, I just fucking took your soul. Like, remember that time when we got done lifting, we were playing basketball with my dad, and I was like, I'm just getting fucking started.
Well, really, it's all a mindset, dude, and I think you've adapted that mindset well, and I'm trying to do that every day too. So, as long as we keep that up, dude, and apply it to the rest of our life, then I think we'll be golden, man.
Yeah, dude, like listening to David Goggins' book really, like, he gave overcame so much to where, like,
yeah,
I don't know, everyone has different goals, everyone has different things, but like, whatever, just get after it. But like,
and he,
where you came from doesn't determine where you go.
Yeah, but like, to clarify, when we talk about taking souls, what he's saying is like, he's just bodying motherfuckers up. Like, he's like, I'm working harder than you. And he applies it to, like, working out. But you can apply it to whatever else you want in life. Like, hey, I'm fucking doing this way better than you. I'm, like, learning more than you. I'm fucking getting smarter than you all. Like,
yeah.
Just apply your energy to whatever else, whatever you want to do. And, like, just go fucking full force, man.
Full
like,
force.
Stop going full force.
And then another thing about taking souls is, like, we say it jokingly, we're trying to take each other's souls, but like, it's a game you play that the opponent isn't supposed to know. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm doing it, I'm not saying anything to Marcus. I have this energy, this feeling where I'm like, dude, you're watching me lift this weight. Like, that's kind of how I feel. Like, I'm like, he knows that I'm lifting this weight and he's not. That's kind of my feeling where I'm like, I'm not saying anything to him. I'm not doing anything. I'm just lifting. And that's kind of like, you can apply to anything. Like, it's more so like a motivation for yourself. Like, Marcus doesn't fucking care if I lift more than him or whatever. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm doing something, and it's giving me the edge to keep going.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't know I'm doing it, or you know what I mean. Like, it's not anything. It's my own mindset to get me to keep pushing, keep going forward.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, like, I play that mind game with a long-term mind game of looking at somebody who works out, and, you know, like, I just, for example, I'm not going to say names, like, someone I, like, people I work with who work out, and I'm working out, and my goal is to be stronger than them and bigger than them before they know it. Like, basically, what we're doing, like, basically outwork them when they already have a head start, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
try to show them that you can overcome anything. I don't know. That's kind of my mindset. Like, just, like, outwork people. Like, obviously, I'm going and getting after it. I'm doing as much as I can. Like, I'm trying to do as much as I can. You can always do more, but, like, I'm not comparing myself to, like, you know, pros or, you know, stuff like that. But, like, I'm comparing myself to an old self where,
yeah,
this person would never do this, and now I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's true. Like, my old self, I wouldn't be fucking waking up early, working out. I wouldn't be, like, I work fucking 30-plus hours a week, I go to school full-time, and then I fucking study, and I work out, dude. Like, it's a lot, man.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, that's, like, kind of how I am. I've been working, like, 70, 80 hours a week. And then work out in the morning, and I still don't feel like it's enough. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, they got the people that say, "Oh wow, you're doing so much," but like, no, you're just a pussy.
Like, dude, I can barely even watch TV anymore. Like,
yeah, I don't have time to play video games. Like, when people are like, "Well, what TV do you watch? What video games do you play?" I'm like, dude, I fucking go home and I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And like, I wake up in the morning and I do it all over again.
I can't watch TV, man. It's just like I should be doing something. Like, I should be fucking doing something with my life. Like,
I'll admit, I go home and I try to watch like an hour.
No, it's good. Just
30
for,
minutes, an hour of TV.
It's good for relaxation, like before, yeah, bed.
I got a,
like,
show I watch. Fucking
yeah.
I have a whole box set of a fucking firefighter show. I can't remember what it's called, but it's fucking good. It's like,
yeah,
a old TV show, so it's like sticks true to what firefighters.
Oh, that's
are.
Cool.
I can't remember what it's called, but man, it's fucking good.
Oh, man.
You know what it's called? They have the box set out there.
I don't know, man.
The song.
Just a bunch of firefighters finger banging.
It's got a guy called Tommy Gavin in it. If that gives you guys.
Oh, Rescue Me.
Yeah, Rescue Me, yeah. Dude. That show is the shit. Like, it's so real. Like, I'm. And, like.
That's cool,
like,
man.
Even real firefighters will be like, that's as real as it gets.
Have you ever seen Last Chance U on Netflix?
I've heard a lot about it.
Dude, it's good, man.
I don't have
man.
Netflix anymore, dude. Like, I canceled my internet, canceled my Netflix, canceled everything. Basically, I got rid of all my bills so I could live
here. I'm fucking off the grid, man. Besides, like, the podcast, Instagram, I don't have social media. It feels nice.
Yeah, I know. Like, one time I was trying to find you on Instagram to send you something. I'm like, dude, I can't fucking find this guy. And the problem with me is, like, I want to do that, but, dude, I just get so bored. I'm just going to look at my Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, also, though, I follow a lot of people that post workouts and just kind of post stuff that motivate me. Like,
well, I mean, just it was good for me, like, personally. I mean, I'm not saying it's good for everyone. I'm just saying, personally, I don't really want to be on social media unless it's, like, for something I care about, like the podcast or, like, a business that I'm doing or
I think something the podcast like that. Is good.
Because we can fucking flex hard on the podcast, dude, and, like, ball out, get some followers, and, like, that's fun for me. Like, I like that. It's a challenge, and it's something new. So
I have that Instagram, and then I have the same Instagram every other person that works out has the fucking your name / fit.
And I just
do that because I don't really feel comfortable posting like workout stuff on my regular Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not.
That's fair, dude.
Like, that's basically all it was. Is that I don't want to post this kind of shit on my regular Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My regular Instagram is for my kids, and then this is just for, like, me and working out and stuff like that. Because I don't really let anyone I know follow it besides, like, you know, like, Brandon or, you know, like, well, I actually, like, I know aren't going to judge me, but, like, as far as that, like, I don't really, you know, like, I don't let everyone follow this.
That's fair. Well, let's wrap it up, man. I just want to say, if you haven't already gone, you should hit up McKellar, the pop-up shop in Portland. It's a Danish brewery.
Yeah, pretty good beer.
Good beer. They're well-known, like, around the globe.
Yeah.
Their beer.
And also, I want to say, if you ever feel like getting some, getting after it, hit us up.
We'll fucking DM us, man. We're around.
Yeah, I kind of want to be a personal trainer, so if you want to work out and get some good workouts, hit me up.
They're good workouts, man. We got some good interviews lined up, and we got some good shit coming up. We got a studio in the works, so.
Yeah, we basically turning my garage into, like, a real podcast studio, so, like, we're going to be putting out some good content here and there, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
going to
be legit.
It's going to be good, so y'all have a good night, and cheers, eh?
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Ciao.
Enjoy it.